する どんどんする胸の中
I'm gonna be flying in. chest.
Flo, I like that.
You just heard Fly Girl by Flo featuring Missy Elliott here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and these are my favorite songs of 2023, and I have a bone to pick with you. What is wrong with Canada? What is wrong with Canada beyond just like the actual structural issues of, you know, being like a settler colonial state? What is actually wrong with the culture of Canada that Fly Girl from Flo never charted in Canada? This song is so good. It's so good. It's funky. It's fresh. It's got all of those like wonderful little elements of 90s pop R&B girl group, those harmonies. And it's got Missy Elliott in it, and it just never charted. It never got the traction that it deserved in Canada. This is why, as a nation, we are broken. It is because Fly Girl by Flo, featuring Missy Elliott, never, ever charted in Canada. 2024, it is not too late to make sure that this song gets into the top 40 of Canadian radio. It is not too late for that to happen. As well, thank you for not letting it chart in Canada, because if not, I could not play this for the show today. There's nothing else to say. Some people have taste and other people don't. And I hope I've converted you into a person that has taste. All right, now that I'm done thoroughly insulting you, we're going to move on to the next song. It's by Maison C, and it's called Burnout, off of their EP Reality Bites. The lyrics are good. The melody is good. It describes the condition of many people in the world, but particularly me. I think if you're not even burning out, though, you would enjoy the song, because that hook in the beginning really brings you in, and then that chorus is just fun to sing. Save me from burning out. I feel like I'm slipping away. Maybe I think it's fun to sing because that's me. Maybe normal people would be scared and they would react awkwardly in the same way normal people react when you tell them that you're not doing very well in the head. Maybe the same thing. This is Burnout by Maison C off of the album Reality Bites. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. At the same time, I hope you're not burning out. Get into it.
Bless you.
Kaisimala Rituk, Wish You Were Here by Elisa P and the Westerlies, off of Elisa P's latest album, Inuktitut. Before that, you heard Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius off of the record. My name is Leslie. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Inuktitut is hands down probably my absolute favorite album of 2023. I recall following the release of the singles pretty closely throughout much of the year, and then the week that it was released, I had sustained this very strange injury in which involved a very intense tinnitus that prevented me from listening to music, listening to podcasts, listening to really anything, and even holding a fair, decent conversation with anyone. The ringing was really intense. And I had to take a break from radio, partly as a result of that. But when I could come back to the radio, this was one of the albums that I first listened to, and it did not disappoint at all. The anticipation, I would have anticipated it, and my expectations were really met, I guess. There's this really distinctly Elisa P voice as in concept, throughout the whole album. And I could have easily played probably every single song off of Inuktitut for today's playlist. But that would not have been very fair. And I decided to choose Wish You Were Here because of the gorgeous horns throughout the song. It swells, it feels so grand and dreamlike. I just imagine these golds and yellows, a beautiful sunrise with that swelling of the music. Hands down, my favorite song off of what is very likely my favorite album of the year. Well done, Elisa P. Now, of course, before that, you heard Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius off of the record. In the early months of 2023, I had been so impressed by what I heard the year before that I had wondered to myself if there was going to be an album that would really catch my attention in 2023. And weeks passed, months passed, and it felt like there was nothing until I listened to the record, which was recommended to me through the algorithm because I had listened literally nonstop to Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers for 2 weeks at some time in 2022. We will not get into that. And I had to listen to the record a few times in order to really get into it, but Not Strong Enough really was, from the beginning, that girl. When Lucy comes in with that always an angel, never a god, that kind of shook me in some part of my soul. Just those lyrics itself. Always an angel, never a god. It made me feel some type of way. I also noticed as I was getting into the record that I tended to like the Lucy lead songs, like Leonard Cohen, True Blue, Without You, Without Them. So it had inadvertently turned me into a Lucy fangirl. And Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers inadvertently turned me into a Boy Genius fangirl. Very interesting how those things work. But of course, it's gotta be, if you are a sapphic, and or if you're into rock music, but if you're a sapphic, yeah, it's probably going to be a song that captures your attention in 2023. What can I say? We're hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays. on our first show of 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed what you heard today. Be sure to give these musicians some engagement if you enjoyed their music. And before I end off the show, of course, please continue to pay attention to what is happening throughout the world. Again, I'm time traveling. I don't know what is happening in 2024 right now, but I can tell you it's always important to stay tuned into the news and to show up in solidarity with people who are oppressed around the world in the ways that you can. Here on the show, I like to promote Democracy Now! As one of those ways to kind of get started and to start to find your way. You can tune into Democracy Now! On 90.1 FM every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 with your host, Amy Goodman. We're going to end off the episode now with one final song. This is just bright. It kind of reminds me of the color pink, but not so much in that, like, romantic sweet way. It's a different type of pink. It's kind of livelier. It's not as dreamy. The song gets me dancing. I hope it does for you too. Even if you are just getting over the events of New Year's Eve, I hope the song makes you dance and sing. This is Air de Plastique by Bon Enfant. Enjoy, and I will talk to you very soon.
Oh, my.